My name's Sarah Lee and I'm from Fife.
Tell me about Dom and how you knew Dom.
Well, my husband and I met Dom when we were commuting to work. So we met him on the train and he's the kind of guy that would chat to everyone, but we struck up a friendship with him and started meeting him at the pub and, you know, we'd have food at each other's houses and we just began to hang out more and more. And I think there's a few people in that situation. He's just a very likeable guy, just easy to talk to and just really friendly and lovely and funny guy, yeah.
He was an adventurer. Tell me a little bit about his adventures.
He'd always be up to some sort of mischief, so he'd do things like put a wetsuit on and float down the river Esk. He'd always be out cycling further than I can even imagine. He liked doing hill walks at night. So he'd enjoy, you know, really pushes himself and pushing himself and seeing what he could accomplish.
So what sort of things did you used to do together? Obviously dinner parties, going to the pub, just generally enjoying life. But was Dom the life and soul of the party?
Yeah, he wasn't. He definitely had a sensitive side as well. But we went on a weekend away as well, and we stayed in a little hut, and we just had laughs, had some beers, went to the wildlife park. My husband spent a lot more time with him. They would play squash and football and things like that quite regularly.
So when you heard the news that Dom was missing, how was that?
I was actually away at the time with work, so I found out from a text message and I had a missed call from my husband and I just knew something was up. And I just said, why aren't people looking for him? Why are the helicopters not out? My husband was like, they are. Everyone's doing everything they can. My husband went out for the Tuesday and Wednesday searching, and then I went out on the Thursday, but that was the day he was found.
And you obviously wanted to be with your husband at that point. Facebook, social media, the support for the search, to see that from people who didn't even know Dom, how did that feel for you?
It was really lovely. There was a gentleman up there on the Wick coast just helping us with the search and the logistics and so on, and he never knew him, and he was brilliant and really a great support. You know, you could see we were upset, and the fact that he was there and he was freeing up his time to assist was brilliant. But my husband, I mean, he saw, I think, more of the search along the Port Soy coast, and then the numbers that came out. Just anyone, friends of friends of friends, everyone was doing what they could to help.
How do you think Dom would like to be remembered?
I think Dom would cringe from all this attention, to be honest. He is actually quite a private guy, even though it might not seem that way. He, I think, would just be happy that, you know, everyone pulled together, I think, and support, and he'd be impressed with what happened. But in terms of being remembered for that dance, I think he would laugh at that.